Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump will be in Texas later this week for another campaign rally. He's defending territory that is typically deep red, and he will have a better chance of winning re-election if he can win the support of Latinos in Texas, which is home to more Latino Republicans than any other state. A new report from the University of Houston says those Republican voters are often misunderstood. Brandon Rodinghouse is the report's lead author and a professor of political science at the University of Houston. Brandon, welcome.
Thanks so much.
And first, let's talk about those demographics. Latinos are expected to become the largest population group in Texas by 2022. How much clout does that give them politically?
It gives them a tremendous amount of clout. Like you say, you're likely to see Hispanics as the majority population. That's something like 25% of all eligible voters in Texas. That's the highest among almost every state except New Mexico. You're also talking about an electorate which is booming. You've got a double the number of Latino electorate in from 2014 to 2018 at almost 2 million voters. So This is a rapidly expanding group and is a tremendously ripe opportunity for a party or a candidate to take advantage of these voters.
But it's worth pointing out that the group is also not a monolith. In fact, you point out in your study that Latinos favor Republicans in larger percentages in Texas than in any other state. Why is that?
It's true. It's odd, I think, for a couple of reasons. I think, for one, the Republicans have been so dominant in Texas for the past two decades that many of the messages that they're getting have been primarily Republican. And the Republicans for a long time did a good job at reaching out to Latino communities and to recruit Latinx candidates to run. So that, combined with a lack of infrastructure in the Democratic Party, I think gave the Republicans a serious edge in the votes for the last couple of decades.
And I guess I should point out, though, most Latino voters are still Democrats in Texas, right?
That's correct. Yeah, and that number is getting bigger. In fact, many don't feel like in the Latino community that the Republicans are reaching out to them the same way that Democrats are.
Now, you focused on Latino Republicans, and you say that there are half a dozen myths that people have when it comes to this group of voters. One is that Latino Republicans in Texas must be less conservative than other Republicans. You say that's not true.
We were surprised to find that many Latinx-leaning Republicans were fairly conservative. Partly it's a religious element. When issues like abortion come up, these are definitely moments where you've got the support for the Republican Party from the Latinx community. But you also have, I think, a queuing effect at work. Donald Trump has been very vocal about a bunch of issues, not the least of which is that essentially capitalism is being eroded by the Democratic Party. So Latinos who are inclined to believe that capitalism is the preferred approach, sometimes cue to this and do, in fact, and have, in fact, grown a little bit more conservative over the past couple of years.
And you're using this phrase Latinx, just so people who don't know, that's a gender-neutral way of referring to people in the Latin community. But back to Donald Trump and the way he talks, frankly. In this political climate, he's also making very harsh comments about immigrants. He wants to build a border wall. He's making big changes to the way people apply for asylum. Are Republican Latinos in Texas, are they hearing that? Are they put off by that?
One of the things we find is that although we do see a significant number of Latinx community Republicans leaning towards some of the policies that Donald Trump has espoused, especially on trade or conservative judges, we also frankly find that there's a lot of difference between how they think about the immigration situation. So for a particular issue like with respect to guns, the shooting that took place in El Paso was blamed primarily on white supremacy and growing issues of racial imbalance. And we see Latinos are definitely more likely to embrace that as a cause than the rest of the Republicans, the state polled altogether. So we do see a split there. And it's not surprising because for many in the Latinx community, they're very personal and this means something to them and their families, where some of the other issues that are traditional kind of Republican bread and butter issues maybe aren't quite as personal.
So help me understand here what the takeaway is for the 2020 election. There are a lot of Democrats who see these demographics shifting, who saw a Democrat in Beto O'Rourke nearly beat Ted Cruz in last year's Senate race. What does all this mean for whether Latinos can can make or break Texas for either party in 2020?
Yeah, it's a really great question, and really it's the, you know, the million-dollar question. For the parties, the best thing to do is to reach out. The polling suggests the Democrats right now have an advantage, but we also found another polling that many in the younger Latinx communities aren't getting spoken to. Candidates, parties, organizations aren't recruiting them. That's a huge mistake when you've got a growing group the way that this group has been growing in Texas. We see polling that suggests that the Latino community is more excited than the Texans base as a whole. So this is definitely a moment where if a party does it right and a candidate does it right, then the Latino vote can essentially awaken.
Brandon Rodinghouse is a political science professor at the University of Houston. His new report is called Six Myths About Texas Latinx Republicans. We'll link to it at Here and Now. Brandon, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.